this is Sierra. Welcome to Funny Stories For You. So today, this story is called Lost in the Jungle. I like learning new things in books and making you laugh. All right, here we go. Every year, Pete and Poppy went on vacation. They went on vacation with their Uncle Charlie and Aunt Molly. This year, said Uncle Charlie, we are going on a safari. What's a safari? Asked Pete. A safari is a trip through the jungle, said Aunt Molly. Pete and Poppy packed all their vacation items. They took lots and lots of things with them. Poppy took a floppy sun hat. This will keep me cool, she said. Pete packed a map and compass. You won't need a map and compass, said Uncle Charlie. We are going to a special part of the jungle, for there are special paths for us to follow. But Pete still packed his map and compass. The next day, they went to the jungle. This is our camp, said Aunt Molly. The jungle was hot. Poppy put on her sun hat to keep her cool. Pete got out his map and compass. We are here, he said. He put a big cross on the map. We will need a map and compass, said Uncle Charlie. Everyone, follow me. They went deep into the jungle. A sign by the path said, to the lake. This way, said Uncle Charlie. Aunt Molly, Poppy, and Pete followed him. Uncle Charlie followed the path through the jungle. Pete followed the path on the map. We're going north, said Pete. Excellent, said Uncle Charlie. Excellent. Soon they came to the lake. Lots of animals were there. Some were drinking, some were washing, and some were playing. We mustn't get too close, said Aunt Molly. She took lots and lots of pictures. Pete looked at his map. We are here, he said. He put another big cross on his map. We won't need a map and compass, said Uncle Charlie. This way. They went deeper and deeper into the jungle. A sign by the path said, to the lions. This way, said Uncle Charlie. Aunt Molly, Poppy, and Pete followed him. Uncle Charlie followed the path through the jungle. Pete followed the path on his map. We're going east now, he said. Excellent, said Uncle Charlie. Excellent. Soon they came to the lions. The lions were sleeping under the trees. We mustn't get too close, said Aunt Molly. She took lots and lots of pictures. Pete looked at his map. We are here, he said. He put another big cross on his map. Time for lunch, said Uncle Charlie. This way. They went deeper into the jungle. A sign by the path said, picnic place. Pete looked at his map. We are here, he said. He put another big cross on his map. Aunt Molly unpacked the lunch. And Poppy ate lots of sandwiches. Pete and Poppy ate lots of sandwiches. Do not feed the animals, said Uncle Charlie. Charlie, said Uncle Charlie. He ate a large banana, and a monkey was standing there looking angry. Time we went back to camp, said Uncle Charlie. This way. They went back along the path, but the signs were gone. Oh no, the sign has gone, said Aunt Molly. We're lost in the jungle, said Poppy. Don't worry, said Pete. We can follow the path on my map. We must go back the way we came. This way. Soon they were back at camp. You were right, Pete, said Uncle Charlie. We did need a map and compass. Everyone laughed and laughed, and Aunt Molly took lots and lots of pictures. This vacation has been fun, said Pete. But can we go to the seashore next year? I think I need rest. I hope you enjoyed the story today, and the monkey was the one who took the signs because Uncle Charlie wouldn't give him some bananas. So, yeah. Thanks for listening in, and I hope you enjoyed the story. And I hope you listen in for the next one. Thank you. Bye-bye.